This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is welcoming the agreement for Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas to extend their pause and allow for more hostage exchanges, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The original four-day truce was to end. Both warring sides have now agreed to push it two more days.
Now, in order to extend the pause, Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children
at the White House.
We'd certainly like to see even that extension extended further until all the hostages are released. That's really the goal here.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the pause in fighting has also allowed a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza, and the U.S. will keep pushing for more to flow in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military says 11 hostages were released from U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas captivity in the Gaza Strip late Monday. The hostages were back in Israeli territory and undergoing initial medical checks before being reunited with their families. Israeli media said the hostages included two women and nine children. Two of the children are 3 years old. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk met with Israeli President Isaac Herzog and hostages' families on Monday in Jerusalem.
You have a huge role to play, and I think we need to fight it together. Because under the platforms which you lead, unfortunately, there's a harboring of a lot of old hate, which is Jew hate, which is anti-Semitism.
Musk has himself been accused of incitement after agreeing on November 15th with a post that falsely claimed Jews were stoking hatred against white people. The owner of the social media platform